Welcome to KATL.
I got questions.
This is episode 5 for us.
Numero
cinco.
I had to think about that.
It is a big milestone for us. We're super excited about it.
Indeedly do.
And the question we're going to start off today with.
So, ma'am, how do you feel about death?
What do you mean? Can you...
Like, when you think of dying, like, we all know everybody has to die one day.
Right.
When you think of dying, how do you feel? How do you feel about death?
I feel... You know, I never used to fear death until I had that DMT experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think of fearing death now because of the sheer panic you would have before death. And it's not even your spiritual self doing that, it's your physical self panicking because obviously every cell in your being wants to stay alive. And I know it only lasts maybe like a minute, hopefully. Maybe that's too long. But like once you get past that, I think it's beautiful.
But do you think, okay, yeah, if you died young and suddenly maybe it would be more of a panic, but like if you were an old lady laying in your bed,
right?
Would you still panic that way? Would you still fear it as much?
I don't think so. I think it a bit depend on your life, because if you're blessed to grow old like that, I feel like a lot of times you're almost praying for death, just because it'd be a new beginning and your joints wouldn't hurt.
Or like at that point you just accept it.
Right, because you're not gonna, you know, you've lived your life, and I wouldn't want to stay 80 years old if I had the chance to live. Like, right. For, like, 400 years, like, the Bible states Abraham and shit lived. I would want to be young for that.
Well, I mean, as long as I can remember, personally. You see people, you know, your grandparents, they die, you go to funerals, blah, blah, blah. You watch fracking Law and Order and all that. Right. And you're like, death. The world is full of death and blah, blah, blah. But as long as I can remember, I've never been like... Oh my god, I don't want to die. You know? It's always just kind of been like a,
What is death?
What happens? You know? Like, what is... Right. What is this shit up out here?
It's very...
And I get, like... Sure, yeah. The idea of being hit by a car or fucking stabbed or, you know, not being able to say goodbye is really... Yeah, that's scary, yeah. That is, but when I think about, like, I mean, it sounds weird, but when I think about me dying, I don't feel scared. And I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, so I'm kind of like, about it, because I'm just kind of like, I mean, I know there's got to be something more, right? There's got to be something after.
Right.
Feel it in my jellies.
It's really hard to, because obviously if there is such things as the continuous life, like we have 100 billion lives going on, and we can't remember death because it's so traumatic, just like we can't remember birth because apparently it's traumatic for both the mom and the baby. But wouldn't you fear it then? Like, why wouldn't we remember something like that so that we could remain calm in a situation like that? Like, why?
But isn't that why before you die, all of, you know, the whole, your life flashes before your eyes and, like, I mean, sure, yeah, if you had a very sad life, I can't imagine that would be very comforting, but, like, you'd get to basically rewatch your family grow or fucking, you know, you get to see those memories you have with your mom who passed away 20 years ago,
you
or
see
something,
all the perfect
you'd be
moments.
Comforted by that, you know?
But, you know, then I think it's hard to pin down because once, you know, we don't remember dying, and you can take into account of everyone you hear that's had near-death experiences. But I've never actually seen a ghost show ask about death before to a spirit. And if they have, it's not shown.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I really, like, the thing I would pin it to is your belief system. Like, again, if you believe that you're going to go to wherever you're going to go, that's where you're going to go.
Which is what we talked about before, where I was like, well, maybe if you just believe in, like, there is something after, that's, and you're right, a good person, that's who gets to go and see the afterlife. But if you believe there's nothing and you just die, you're the ones who see darkness.
Right.
Which kind of I also did consider in that. I was like, maybe I don't fear it because I truly know there's something more afterwards.
Right. What if the spiritual realm is the fourth dimension? So I watched your movie today.
Oh, cool.
The time loop.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect little tiny things or whatever. And she's always looking for the fourth dimension. And how she says we're shadows of the fourth dimension. But if you take a triangle...
Yeah, we're three-dimensional beings of four-dimensional people.
Right. So if you put a cube on a piece of paper, it's a square, right? That's 2D.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let's say you made a cube onto... It's the foundation for a building. That would be 3D.
Right.
So 4D would be able to see all of that perception. You see the square and the cube and what's around it, right? Or what it truly is, or you see an infinite amount. So wouldn't that be the spiritual realm then? Would be 4D?
Well, no, because there's more than four realms, I guess.
Well, yeah, it goes up to like seven, I believe. I want to say it's seven or ten.
Well,
I want to say seven.
From what, I mean, I've been watching some shit. And I think the matter of seeing shit, I think it goes back to fucking being able to unlock all your chakras.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but you know Buddha means awake?
When they asked
Buddha, are you a god or are you a man? He replied, I am awake.
Right, and then that simple sentence, I am. Who is I? Who's M? When you say I am
we
me,
are,
who's me?
We,
who's
it, I? And then that's what it all, it's like, we are Buddha. And it also is, this is going to bring me to another question I had for you. Or another thing I just really was curious about, I'm going to pick your brain on. But it said that our brain itself is Buddha, right? Like, and we all have that ability in us to be able to see into the future and know and be like one with the universe and all of that is your brain. And fucking, you have to unlock it from what you said, that you start at your base and the fucking serpent. It was the serpent. It goes back to the serpent. Always going back to the fucking serpent.
I had a really...
Which is really interesting, also.
Mind-blowing idea. And
what?
You're like, okay, so you're like, your Kundalini, the energy force, and how this conspiracy theory is with the world. Now, like, I just had thought, just a real second where I was like, what if the government isn't evil?
Mm-hmm.
Because of something this guy was talking about. He was talking about how... the new age, we need to think differently. We need to come together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have over 50,000 trillion cells in our body, and each one of those cells has its own atmosphere, has its own laws, has it's like basically a tiny person inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 50,000 of those, and what was I getting at?
The government's not evil.
Oh, and he was like, how we need to come together as a community. And then I was seeing how all the presidents are trying to push this one world united thing. And I'm like, isn't that kind of what it is, though? I mean, even if we did have one person that made the laws for everyone, wouldn't it be we'd be united as a people? And this whole fake alien invasion thing is to bring us there because we need a shock to get ourselves out of this way of thinking, like with the division between all of the races and even genders you can go into, or species in general. Because he was saying, he was like, what would you do? We can't even get along with our own races. Now you're going to bring in maybe 10 different alien races and they're going to put them here on the earth. It's going to be horrible because we are not ready for that.
Which is exactly what, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, but...
But that was
you
just,
have, you
was
have
just
to think
thought.
About, like, the presidents. Yeah, they, I mean, a lot of their mottos are, like, you know, bring, you know, unite as one or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they're just trying to unite America as one, excluding all of those other countries. They don't give a fuck about those other ones.
It'll be united.
Yeah, sure.
As
we
one.
Can. That's not what.
That's what the
that's
theory says.
That's never what they've tried to do. That's never what they've tried to do.
And
ever.
That apparently that's why Trump didn't win his second term, is because he didn't play ball. He wanted to be the president over what would now be as Canada, United States, and Mexico. That would be one sector of the world nation.
Right. Right. It all goes back to trying to gain world dominance.
Right.
And I don't...
And he's talking about competition, how we are bred from youngins, and it's not even our fault technically, because of just every, like, the TV shows, how we're bred for competition, and I have to be better at this, and you know, fuck that guy, kick him when he's down. And then you brought up dolphins, how if one dolphin is having an issue, all the other dolphins will swim under it, bring it up for air, and swim with it until it's okay.
Right. But we are told to not trust each other and to hate each other and suspect everyone and everything. So none of us are together or have each other's backs at all.
Exactly.
Like, those shows where they set people up in, like, weird situations to test their reaction, this shit's actually really surprising. Like, your husband, your best friend, your fucking brother, you know? It's crazy who would leave you hanging in the moment their life is threatened. It's amazing.
Right. Right. And it's because I think a lot of people stand out as being, you know, like, almost heroes, where they're super brave or something, because they can use that adrenaline to, like, run into a house and save somebody. But I feel like it's not like mind-controlled, hypnotized in a way from...
We're brainwashed.
Young.
We're brainwashed.
We're brainwashed when we're young
we're
to be cowards.
We are.
And to
we
have
are.
Our tail between
to
our
To follow
legs.
The government, you follow the law, you do what you're supposed to do, and you don't ask questions.
Right.
That's what my dad literally used to tell me. Just don't ask questions, Alexis. Just do what you're supposed to do. Fucking just go to work, go to school, go home.
Everyone warned my mom about me. They said she's going to be trouble. And you know why? It was because I did ask those questions. Well, that doesn't make sense. Why do I have to sit down right now? Well, why do I have to do this? Well, she hit me. Why can't I hit her? You know what I mean?
And I was always just like, I've been taught the fundamentals of right and wrong. I've seen enough, you know, shows or heard enough stories to know what kind of situations to stay out of. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a peacock, man. You gotta let me fly.
Right. Right. Like, I'm not stupid enough to go down to the middle of fucking Chicago. What is it? What is the west side?
The bad, I don't even know. I the bad part.
Whatever. The horrible part of Chicago. Even Milwaukee. Here in Milwaukee.
Right.
I'm not gonna go around talking shit in certain areas. I'm not gonna do it.
Right.
I'm not stupid. I don't have a death wish. But
right.
Honestly, if I was just walking down, and here's the difference. If I found myself on the wrong side of town, just walking, I guarantee nothing would happen to me.
Nope. I have done that.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing. People are taught to fear these areas, but honestly, I have nothing to fear. If anything, I'm more protected down there because there's so many eyes on me that if something were to happen, there'd be 12 people with a gun saying back the fuck up.
Which is exactly why statistically showing when people get hurt or go missing, it's more than likely someone you know or a family member.
Right.
That shit is facts, but... I don't know, man.
They were also talking... I have a really issue around this whole hybrid situation. I don't know
if... Yeah, you're
if
real the, stuck on that. What's
if,
up?
If I don't know because the six-month disclosure started on December 30th, okay? So that would be running around, like, June, right? I don't know if they're pushing so many of these documentaries right now about UFOs and hybrids and all of that to, like, prepare the population within 6 months. But I'm hearing a lot about these fucking hybrids. And I have two wolves biting at each other, because you have spirituality saying we are all beings of the cosmos. And that is proved through our chakras, through the energy fields, through the 50,000 fucking cells inside of us, through us being able to manipulate reality. That is proven. We are all children of the cosmos. So why would it matter if we bred with other children of the cosmos? Willingly. Like, let's say I fell in love with a fucking alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be wrong for me to have a baby with said alien? If it could be done. If it could be done. If it could be done just as naturally and not invasive, whatever.
Because America, I can't speak for other countries, I just know where I live.
Right.
Because can you honestly sit here and say American people would accept you?
But see, and that's where I, even, what did that thing just tell me? That's where the problem
of one's ego comes in. One's right. Self-blocking right. Everything. What was
that? The life number told me I have to remember that not everyone thinks like me. And that's true.
Right.
Because there is some horrible people out there, and I just don't understand why. Like, I ask why. Right. Why would you do that? That's stupid. So what? I think everyone should have mixed babies. What's up? I have a mixed baby.
I think you should just be allowed to love who you love and let it be that.
Unless it's an animal. Let's be real. That shit's fucked. Right?
Yeah.
We agree there. Okay, cool. Sorry, I got worried for a second.
No, sorry. I was looking at that plane and it took me a while to comprehend what the fuck you were. I was like, why?
I feel like some people would like take that and be like, yeah, you're right. Love is love. Like, okay, let's be real. There's some boundaries.
No. Like, okay, but let's be real, men of America. You know you'd get at Gamora and her green ass fucking from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, right. Right. All right,
so we're talking. Off.
What is? I don't understand what's wrong with intergalactic breeding. I feel like that's already happening. How is there so many species of aliens if there wasn't crossbreeding? Or, I bet there's a whole fucking interstellar bridge up there connecting all those shit.
Okay, okay. Here's a theory for you. So, bouncing off your idea that maybe the government isn't evil.
It was just a split second, right?
I know.
It was just
a split second. Here's another split second theory. We do have to tie in all of these religions and all of that throughout the world into this also as well. And just like Buddha, we are Buddha. Christianity, it says the kingdom of God is inside of you.
Shang Laha, right? Shang. What is that mystic land in Asian culture? Shang Laha. It's where the Monkey King goes.
Fucking no.
Oh my god, I thought you were
anyways. Anyways, Rudeness.
I'm sorry.
So they also are saying, like, even in the Bible, in not so many words, they like to twist their shut up, but they also say that basically the answers to fucking heaven, the universe, the cosmos, the skies are within us, right? So wouldn't that make this hell? Where the government and the people who are in power are the ones who are trying to suppress us and keep us where we are. So we can't ascend up into the sky.
Okay. Here.
Theory.
But what if? Because let me, on a different perspective.
Okay.
Life is beauty, right? This world is beautiful. Humans are beautiful. What we create is beautiful.
Sure.
Like there's, okay, so hear me out. We are star beings that, you know, go through the 13 zodiac signs. We create our energy and we decide to be born here in heaven. What people would perceive not to be heaven, but hear me out. This is heaven because we have the power to shape our reality here. But, why do we forget? I want to know, higher self, higher being.
No, this is not heaven.
Don't tell me that I had a soul contract with myself that said, I'm going to forget that I'm a fucking awesome being and could telepathize things and freaking read people's minds and shit and create cheeseburgers if I want one and forget that. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. I would never agree to that.
Okay, well, hear me out, dude. So, okay, let's say our soul does have, there is our soul. All right, okay. This is not heaven. I in no way agree with you there. No, not at all.
It was just a theory.
Because heaven would be a lot less fucking trials and tribulations and a lot less heartache. This was nowhere near heaven.
Would it be? There's way too much evil.
But no, hold on. So, yeah, sure, we do. We have the energy, and it's not like a soul contract. Oh, I'm gonna go to fucking Earth so I can be homeless and be a drug addict and be all of that. But it's more like, yeah, our soul was created from the stars, right? We have our soul, and our soul is essentially, in a sense, sleeping when we are born, right? We are sent to Earth to learn a lesson, to awaken our soul so we can go back to heaven.
I don't like it. Here's why I don't like it. Because, again, it goes into the multiple realities. So,
We can take
the Egyptian view where we're each an individual ray of sun, mm-hmm. because we have the technology now to actually read people's frequencies, and they found out that not one, two people have the same frequency.
Right.
This is how they find these hybrids, okay? But anyways, we all have a different frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why certain people don't get along. They're on different energy frequencies.
This little ray of sunshine, right? And then we just go like poof into a bajillion, zillion different worlds, different beings, different times, and somehow they're all connected because somehow we have a job on each and every single one of these Earth's planets, stars, wherever the fuck we are. I can't even imagine right now.
Right.
They all intertwine and they all matter, otherwise why would it matter? If one didn't affect the other, would it really fucking matter about this world? And then it's a simulation, right? So tell me why, if you put on your VR glasses and you're able to roam around, you're gonna be going around doing whatever the fuck you want. Right. There's no repercussions. And if there are police coming after you, you can run. You could do the same thing in this life. People have. People have robbed many of banks and never got caught. Or they've killed a multitude of people and never got caught.
I guess the only way we'll ever know is if we know how the universe started. You need to know who or what or if there is a higher something that has created all of it. Because then you would be able to ask that person or that entity, that spirit, that energy, what is our purpose? But that's the whole Kundalini fucking serpent energy thing. It's like unlocking right. those chakras, unlocking your mind, awakening so you know your life's purpose. You can see past, future, present. You're just with that shit, you know? And it said that there's like, I think it's six meditative methods to get there. I only remember two because I was also talking during this because I was picking Stu's brain as well. But fucking one of them is the dream yoga, basically, where you're trying to master your dreams. But I wanted to pick your brain on this. Do you remember I told you I have that like reoccurring dream where I'm in like this random house? It's kind of like a house party, but it's not. It's way more mellow than that. It's got like those ugly light blue powdered walls. And, like, I'm in the room and, like, something really shitty is always happening in that room or making me uncomfortable. And then I walk down the hallway to the bathroom and it's, like, the nasty, like, old school bathroom with the pull string light.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
I told you I'm always wearing just a random t-shirt, jeans. My hair is actually like this, actually, and that's that. But I never really, like, I'm like, why do I always have that scenario? It's always in that house, right? And so I'm watching this shit, and it was talking about the dream yoga, and it said a few things, actually. One, if you ever see Buddha in your dream, kill him. You need to kill Buddha. You are Buddha. Your mind is Buddha. And if you are seeing a Buddha in your dream, that is, it is bad. It is wrong.
I've never seen a Buddha in my dream.
Me neither, but if you do, home dog, now you know in that dream to kill that mofo.
Kill a lot of things, so
kill the Buddha, because Buddha is you. Like, you're Buddha, so whatever you're seeing right there is a fucking fake-ass bitch.
Right, you know? Right.
Number two, it said, if you ever see yourself in a mirror, like reoccurring dream is immediately what I thought of. You're supposed to embrace yourself. Because as soon as you embrace yourself, you will see yourself as you a gold, like you're a golden, like newborn you. You still, you will see your original face, and that's when you become awakened, or whatever.
For sure.
So I'm like, bitches.
I've next seen time I have in this, a lot of mirrors.
But have you? But same. Like you but always, have you ever embraced? No, you always see yourself. I always. You know, I just stand there.
It's always like a passing thing. Like, you see yourself, or I'm looking in the mirror, see myself, but I'm looking at something else in the mirror.
I'm always just...
Or, like, I'm blind.
I am literally, and that is always where that fucking reoccurring dream ends. In that fucking bathroom, staring at that mirror, I'm always just staring at myself, and I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, you don't look half bad. Like, you don't look as bad as you think. That's always what it is. You don't look as ugly as you think. And then it's over. And right. I don't remember any of my the rest of the night.
Dreams are about feelings and symbols. There's a lot of symbols, and that also pisses me off.
You like, know,
you see a symbol and it's supposed to like trigger something subconsciously, but now I'm just sitting here like, what the fuck does it mean?
Well, and it's a too like you can accomplish a lot, and like you're wasting your time sleeping if you're not trying to remember your dreams and master them, because that is 7 hours you could be practicing. Like, during the day, you were supposed to continuously ask yourself, is this a dream? So that at night, you are also continuously asking yourself, right. Is this a dream?
A lot of people use the rubber band.
Yeah, you're supposed to look for weird shit.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to do this.
Yo, I have some crazy.
I feel
dreams.
As if I am getting closer.
I love dreaming.
Right.
I especially love when I am aware in the dreams, but for some reason I don't want to be fully aware. Like, I'm aware I'm dreaming and I can control shit now. Like, I can make a door and go through it and go through a shop, and now I'm in this world and now the world's coming to me. But for some reason I don't want to take it a step further and try to, I don't know,
astral travel?
Like, look at myself. In a way, I think that is astral traveling.
See,
lucid dreaming, you know?
Well,
because you're aware. Well, no, you know.
They're different, but like, I refuse to let myself, like, go far. You know what I mean? Because, like, what if you know how there's those things where people go to sleep and then they just, like, end up in a coma? And it's really like they were astral traveling over to fucking like Fiji, and suddenly their body got woken up before they fucking returned, and now they're just trapped in this never ending fucking coma.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Their soul's trapped.
I feel like that is just why meant to die.
I deal with the dream given to me, but I won't necessarily change it.
You know, I have all those books on astral travel, too, because for a while, that was the first thing I really dove into.
I remember that.
When I started my spiritual journey, because I did have such dreams. And, you know, all those dreams, they didn't sit with me. It never made sense. You know, you're dreaming of losing your teeth. Well, like, I didn't have dreams like that. Like, I'm literally in it. It's just too real to be a fucking dream, okay? So that was the thing with astral travel, and there's a lot of fucking people that are like, you gotta be careful, right? If the cord gets severed, you'll die forever.
Okay, so maybe in a parallel universe though, or in a different life, wherever, however you want to compare it, maybe you were a fucking serial killer. Maybe you were a murderer. And maybe that's why you have dreams about murdering shit.
But that,
you
was, know? But that like, was never me just going around killing people. It was always for a reason. Someone was kidnapped or they're
hurting
people.
Well, yeah, you know, but every serial killer also has some sort of way of justifying what they're doing.
I don't think I was a serial killer.
Hear me out. Maybe in a past life or some shit, you were a murderer.
Well, I think
and now that's why
be.
In this life you're supposed to learn how to, I don't know, fucking master your anger or something like that to kind of like balance.
Yeah, I think mastering anger would
the other fucking universe.
Very good lesson to stand out in my life, definitely.
I don't think you're that angry anymore.
Oh. I mean, it's not like
I used to be
raging hormonal 16-year-old, but I get irritated.
I mean, who the fuck doesn't? It looks way darker out here today.
It does. what was I going to say?
Oh, I don't know. But I was going to tell you, the other meditation method that they talked about that I remembered was sexual meditation, sexual yoga. And I was like, interesting.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do that.
Interesting, because that explains why Christianity would tell you not to do it.
Right.
Yeah. That explained a whole fucking lot.
So hear me out.
Don't open your chakras by fucking, because then you'll know. And we don't want you to know. Don't know nothing.
Right. Hear me out.
I'm here.
Going back to this timeline.
Okay.
How they had, like, what our 5,000 years would be and how they tell us it started 5,000... Civilization started 5,000 years ago. That's obviously not the case. Blah. We found a civilization in Peru that dates back to 12,000 years ago on our scale. The Ice Age. Now, tell me why I'm, like, repeating this, like, documentaries in my head. But they don't have a scale that goes before the Ice Age. And that pisses me off. Because, like, what was before the Ice Age? Is that...
Wasn't before the Ice Age the dinosaurs, bro?
No, but hear me out. Now I'm on this whole fucking pendulum thing. So we have the pendulum and it's going this way, obviously, the 5,000 years. Every 5,000 years, some shit happens. But the pendulum always has to swing back this way. And so if we think of as above, so below. So what if we're swinging this way on a pendulum... And we're getting back to, like, the 5,000 years of, like, the golden age, right? So it kind of, like, comes back over here, and now it's going to go back down. So, like, now we're at the peak of the golden age, where everything's being destroyed, and beauty's going to be out of it, right? Blah, 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 we're going to go down, 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 we're going to hit the Ice Age. And then it's just going to happen again. And then it just keeps swinging back and forth. Like, that is our life.
Well, I think that one shit was onto something when it was like mankind was put here, you know, to learn and to fucking hopefully one day awaken. And when mankind awakens and, like, you know, maybe I don't know what they mean by that, like, the right. You know, but when mankind awakens, that is when civilization is wiped out, and what we would, you know, Christianity would call the rapture would happen, where you all the good people would be ascended to the heavens and all of the bad people would stay here to perish with the earth, and then a few of them would survive to carry out civilization so it can start again, and they would try over and over and over. Like,
what? Okay, so here's what I don't get. We're talking about, you said, like, spirituality, you know, they do.
The collective conscious needs to be spiritually awakened. Everyone needs to be awakened, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me you got all these little shots and viruses and bio shits out there, but you don't have one thing that you just could go, boop, should have had a V8, and you're just, like, fucking aware of your true self all of a sudden.
See, and that's what makes me truly believe that there is people in power who know what the real answers are and fucking choose to keep it from us, and that whatever we're fucking given, told, subliminally, whatever you want to call it, shabam happens. I don't even know.
I don't think they have it.
I have no estimate or guesstimate on that, but something blocks the other remaining 80% of our brain.
Because
that
no
is
way.
Also what we're forgetting here, is that there is 80% of our brain we are not using. And there is a reason it is not being used. But what the fuck is that reason?
I don't think they have that knowledge.
I think they fucking do.
There's no way.
I think they fucking
There's
do. And
no
that's
way.
Why because and that's why that shit said
no.
when the fucking
No.
That's why that shit said when the fucking Vatican
No.
and fucking Rome falls, it would be the end of the fucking world. Because when that shit happens, people are gonna go and get all of those old
it.
Fucking
There's no
books.
Way.
All of those old fucking books and
they
shit
don't
that are
know
gonna
what
explain
doing
exactly
with it, then.
How to run lock.
No.
No, see?
No.
But that's why people say it goes back to the fucking pineal
okay,
gland.
But listen.
All you gotta do is block that fucking gland, which is easy.
Linda,
we know how to fuck with glands already.
Linda, listen.
Deborah.
There's no way. If they do have the knowledge, there's no way they have deciphered it. Because they would be... I have two theories here. Either one, they have no way of knowing how to fucking unlock it. And that's why we're trying to do these hybrid shit with these aliens, okay? Because you would be... If you knew your true self... You would be a being of love and light. There'd be no reason to cause us this fucking chaos. But then my second theory is vibration. It's mm-hmm. all about your vibration, right? Mm-hmm. So if your vibration is on and your intent is like, ooh, I'm going to take this knowledge for evil, mm-hmm. well, that ends up coming back tenfold, right? Because what have we learned about yeah. magic is that if you cast something, if evil intent, it's going to come back as a bitch.
Yeah, but so it's also like you said, where there is light, there is darkness. So there has to be good energies and bad energies. And those bad energies could be the ones fucking doing that. The bad energies could be the like ones in power. And that's exactly in the wrong hands why this, right now. That's exactly why the fucking families stay as the same families that are controlling the entire fucking world.
So they cast, hear me out, on some like small scale shit. They're just like, ooh, I cast a spell on my neighbor to perish with his cattle because his dog shit on my lawn. And instead of it like coming back on his family, obviously, because he's a millionaire and he owns the world, it's going to just come back out on the earth where it's like all of a sudden we have these mass genocides and evil ass people, you know, like that evil goes somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a low enough vibration, you would hear those thoughts of an evil ass person and act on it.
That's only if you were able to use that part of your brain.
Oh my God. But what? Okay, hear me out. You also said that. We are told that we only use, 20% of our brain? Mm-hmm. But what if we actually do use, it's like some old fucking psychology, reverse psychology shit. We actually do use 100% of our brain, but they're putting in doubt. No, you don't, bitch. You only use 20% of your brain, you dumb as fuck. And over the time, we just know now we're dumb as fuck. I don't know why I feel this way when I meet you. And I don't know why all of a sudden all this serendipitous stuff happens. But I'm dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, if we were using our entire brain, we'd be able to see the 4D spectrum.
That is very true.
Yeah. True. We'd be able to communicate telepathically. Like, they done told us that. Yeah. There's and that's why certain people can use those things and certain people can't. They have different fucking activity sectors firing off in their brain than other people.
Okay,
there's scans of that. Everybody's brain right. fires differently and all that, but nobody's using their entire brain at once. That's what the difference would be to unlock that and be able to use all of it at one time. And it would go back and okay, I like to call it the pineal gland. Some people call it the penile gland or pineal gland. It's the pineal gland, all right? That shit is literally in the center of your brain, dude. Mm-hmm. And if we can map out the entire fucking nervous system, the entire lymphatic system, all of that, we can take a fucking heart out, we can put it back in, we can fucking rewire that shit, bro. They grew a fucking heart, dude. They know how the brain works.
It's the stars. As within, so without. Our nervous system, our exact being matches the stars.
Which is exactly why they would know how the fucking brain works.
I have issues.
If you used more of your brain, you would never forget anything.
I also have issues with the simple fact that they're looking for the Ark of the Covenant and the 27 tablets that we still need to find. Because with that theory that the evil people are still trying to seek that knowledge, and thank God that the good people hit them so well, because they cannot find it. Like, there's no way that can fall into their hands again. Because they're just going to keep it from the people. Oh, the people are too fragile. You can't do this to them. There'll be chaos. Well, whose fault is that? Rip the fucking Band-Aid off. Let there be chaos. So I won't have toilet paper for a while. Okay? Because obviously that's what everyone's going to go for. Is the toilet paper.
It's because if they lose the people, dog, they're going to lose dominance. It all goes back to that. Because if the American people were like, let's give you the ability and, you know, we're going to stop blocking all your penals and all that. And we're going to go for this shit.
I don't understand how the good aliens don't do anything yet. How, these these supposed aliens, these extraterrestrials that we have captured, because that's the only way we can learn from them is if we capture them. You fucking cunt. Of course. Of course that's the only fucking way. Do you ever think that maybe you shouldn't fucking capture them? That maybe you should just invite them over for, I don't know, a vegetable dinner? I don't know what they eat. Okay, I'm assuming it's vegetables, though. Because vegetables is good for everyone. But, like, you're such a cunt. It's like, I don't understand how there's good, bad, and yet these good aliens are like, no, we can't intercede. But why not? If there's... I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I mean, for all we know, the fucking galaxy could have a fucking, like, big-ass king who's like, you shall not interfere with other planets. You know?
Right, there's some that, galactic or, law out there.
Or maybe truly because we have to learn for ourselves. Learn from your own mistakes. You know? But we also... We're not in a very good spot. I mean, if we went up north, I guarantee you, and we tried to communicate, we'd get somewhere.
Right, because we're in the city.
But we're surrounded by all of these fucking radio towers and fucking signals and fucking lights and all this bullshit. None of this is actual nature. The vibrations over here are fucked.
I don't get why we still to this day do not have free energy for everyone. I still don't understand why we don't have free fucking water. I still don't understand why even we don't even have free vegetables.
Because if we had free those things, Kayla, the major companies who make all the money and control the world would have nothing.
I keep saying the people need to wake up, and I hate having to rely on the mass majority of people having to wake up.
And it's not even necessarily the people need to wake up. The people know the fucking system's corrupt. Fucking the shitty people need to stop being so fucking greedy and shitty.
They need to die already. Why are they still alive?
I swear the fucking most evil people live forever.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Seriously, like, cause, like, if everyone in the Senate just, like, died of a heart attack tomorrow, or fucking cancer, how come none of these bitches die of cancer, but yet somehow everyone outside of them dies of fucking cancer? I have questions. Why do politicians not get fucking cancer? No president's ever died of cancer. There was that one, who was the one who had polio?
Wasn't that, like, fucking Eisenhower or some shit?
That sounds right. That sounds right. Was it Truman?
No. I don't fucking know. One of them mofos.
One of them bitches.
One of the one in the wheelchair.
Yeah. But then, like, how do I know that wasn't just a play? You have to make yourself look vulnerable to the public. We're going to put you in a wheelchair. You have to walk around like you don't know how to walk. Because I've never heard of a person dying of cancer. Never heard of a politician dying of cancer. Never heard of that shit. I know a politician just died of COVID. Or wait, I think it was like a judge or something. Someone just died of COVID. Heard that shit. I'm really sick of the world. I'm really mad at the people because I don't understand. Even those people who live outside of the CDC. Like, knowing that that facility is even on your land. Or these people who get pissed about the pig farms and how they're breathing in shit and their water has shit in it and the pigs are eating their own dead. But yet, you're not, like, that's what you're doing. You're telling national TV, okay, cool, that's a way to raise awareness. But let me tell you something. I would ban up with the whole fucking town and I would go ham on that fucking facility. I would not leave until every worker was done. Free the pigs. Let them go. Let them go into the fields.
If the government was good people... Excuse me. Choking. Why would they do all that fucking nuclear testing and the fucking releasing right. The mosquitoes and the diseases and the fucking bombings and the fucking shootings.
The government's not good. It's not good. And you know what? History tells that. And that's why, just for a split second.
But like, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, so if we know that's why they're not, but like, why?
Why? Why? Do that in the,
what's the point? I get it. You want to control humans and all that, but like.
Like, seriously, it was a fucking... If you're telling me it was a goddamn pissing match between countries, you're willing to destroy the planet you live on because you need to have a bigger fucking cojone than fucking Russia?
Wow. Like, it doesn't make any sense how you, like, as a human being, would stand there and be like, we are for the people, I am the people, you know, I speak for the people, and then murder half of not only your people, but the people in other countries.
Not even, you know what, that constantly. Scientist, you showed me that video of the guy who made, what was it, the first one, the atom bomb, and how he was, like, basically crying.
And he was like, we're fucking death.
But here's the thing, you invented it. They would have never been able to make that bomb without you. There was a reason.
No, he didn't invent it. He was just one of the first, the pilots who was ordered to detonate
it. But, like, those people...
I mean, they knew they had a bomb, yeah. They
that are making that shit are allowing it to happen. Like, it all starts with that fucking and choice. Because no one wants to die. No one wants to die. If I have a gun to my head and they said, make this fucking bomb, fuck. I'm making this goddamn bomb. And that's just the reality of it. I have a kid. I have a family. I love them. You know what? And you held the gun to my head and said that they were going to die. I'm making the bomb. I'm making the bomb. And I will live with the guilt forever that bomb goes off for the rest of my life. And it'll probably fuck me up morally. But my family will.
Honestly, I don't have that much faith that they even needed convincing.
Them. Right.
They were probably like, oh, yo, we'll give you fat millions to research this.
In the scientific society.
Right. And like if, okay, let's say it's a Freemason. The Freemason Society is doing this, right? They've got their own fucking engineers. They've got their own scientists. All they need is a bunch of people to do random bits who have no idea what they're actually doing. Give those little bits to their dude who's collectively like, oh, these bits got shit done. No. And then they're going to fucking go ahead and, you know, do that shit.
Scientists piss me off just like doctors piss me off. I feel like they put themselves on such a pedestal that you were so better than society because you chose to be a fucking scientist or a goddamn surgeon. Well, congratulations, motherfucker. If I was forced to go through school for whatever, how long it took you to study, you're probably still studying science to this day and fucking surgery. There's new shit coming out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a fucking professional too. Anyone can learn anything.
Or you're a piece of shit and you don't care about the advances in medicine and you're only in your field for money.
Right, you can
and
easily be bought.
That's when you try an experimental surgery you've never done before using equipment you've never done before and fucks it up.
But you've heard about the scientific community. Like, they are very close-knit, just like the fucking Vatican. The Vatican and science, man, are... fucking hand in hand.
Well, if you think about
no
it, science,
one can know outside of
science would be the main cause of a lot of fucking destruction. All right, science would be the mechanics used to fucking drill into the earth, the fucking mechanic used to send fucking rockets and nukes into fucking shits all over the fucking place. Science created cancer.
I know, and it's so beautiful at the same time, and it's so destructive.
Science and pharmaceuticals control the world.
It's so fucking...
And money. Can't forget about that.
Oh, I had something to say. Fuck, what were we talking about? You were talking about...
I don't know, it's just all very fucked up.
It is very fucked up.
We'll get answers. We're gonna get answers.
Right.
Girls.
We're going to continue to talk about it, and hopefully this podcast reaches people. You know, I know it's not the best edited or
we just
version
gotta,
of it yet, but
we
it's
just
got to
keep researching and connecting the dots.
You know, we're not the only ones. So, we'll see you on episode 6 when we have another question.
Goodbye.
Bye.